Blog Talk Radio.
This is a journey.
Why? Because they're picking everybody up, and you know that. We know how it goes. You always get picked up by Enterprise. Pick Enterprise? Why? Because they'll pick you up. And for our second sponsor, you know who it is. It's the ones with the most, the shoes with the toes. Here we go. Adidas, you got Adidas, we got to all have some Adidas, because again, Adidas is stepping up, stepping their game up to support women's football. Are you supporting Adidas? Anyway, you know, we back at the stadium, we back doing our thing, and we always got to start it off with the kickoff, but you know, I'm going to go real quick over the topics real quick before we even get the little sound effect of the football being kicked off. But in the first quarter, we're going to talk about the championship this weekend. Hey, it was good. Quarter number two. We're going to talk about videos and promotions. Quarter number three, we're going to talk about ownership. What is it like to be an owner of a women's football team? And quarter number four, like we always do, Kneeing board hot topic, and we'll be talking about the women's football camp in conference. So, you know what, let's go ahead and kick this quarter off. Boop, and there's the ball. We're receiving the kickoff, and we are ready to rock and roll. I don't know if you had a chance to head down to New Orleans or Narlins or New Orleans, however you pronounce it, but it was some smash-mouth football, hard-hitting football, giving up the football football this weekend down in Narlins. You had the West Michigan Mayhem versus the St. Louis Slam. Score wind up ending up, 21-14. A very close game. I predicted the Slam, so I'm feeling real good about that. Woo, woo, as everybody writes it down in the on the chat room. But, yeah, definitely, it was a hard-hitting game. But you know what? I didn't get a chance to get down there. I missed my flight. I had a flight first thing in the morning and overslept and got there. And next thing you know, I was late. Could have caught another flight, but it would have got into New Orleans late. And so I just took the zero. Well, actually, I took a half price, got a refund, a credit towards my next flight out. But, you know, I got a chance to watch it on the streamline, Ustream.com, and got a chance to listen to here on Blog Talk Radio with BJ, or actually, I think it was Coach Mike with the with the Mustangs was doing play-by-play. They had play-by-play on the actual Ustream, but I did the old Chick Hearns thing, you know, when Chick Hearns was rocking the Los Angeles Lakers games on the radio, and you can watch it on TV. We just cut the TV down and listen to Chick Hearns describe the game a lot better than those cats on the regular TV. But it was great. It was great. They had some great activities. The Mexico team did a great job in the International Bowl against the New Orleans Blaze. I think that score was 12-0. I didn't get a chance to watch much of it because the Ustream was a little bit slow, and I just get impatient. And it seemed like every time the play was over with, you would see them running back to the huddle, which is all good. But as soon as they broke the huddle, all of a sudden my computer froze. And so I just got tired of that and was reading the chat room because it was hot in the chat room. A lot of people were actually tuning in, just women football fans. You know, it doesn't tell you, you know, where they were from and stuff like that. But the fact was there was over 100 people on that Ustream. I know there was over 100 people here on the Blog Talk Radio listening into the telecast. And from my understanding, there was a few hundred people at the game. You know, I don't have exact numbers, and I don't want to put them out there. But, again, I will still say that we don't support women's football, all women football players, all women football coaches, all women football owners, and all women football fans should have been down in New Orleans, just like I complained about not being in Round Rock. It don't make sense, yo. It just don't make sense. But, you know, eventually women's football will wake up and understand that you got to be supportive of what we're doing here all the way across the board. It don't matter what acronyms you are under, meaning what league you're in. The fact is you got to support women's football. If you can't support women's football, then how do you expect somebody to come and support us? How do you expect sponsors to come out there? But, you know, hey, it's on you. And I keep saying that, and you're going to keep hearing me reiterate that because that is my job. To promote women's football, to get you to go out and watch it, no matter if it's your team, your rival team, your distant cousin's team, if it's your a team that's out of your league or in your league or whatever, you got to go watch it. You know, you got to make it happen. But you know, hey, it was some great articles that covered the actual championship game down in New Orleans. You know, and again, big ups to the Slam winning the first WFA championship. Man, that's a historical, or historical as I call it, feat, you know, because you're always going to go down in history as who was the first team to win a WFA championship. And I was just hoping that it was going to be the Showgirls, but it just wasn't. But anyway, like I said, hats off to the Slam. Hats off to the Mayhem. Hats off to Mexico team, hats off to the New Orleans Blaze. You guys did a great job this weekend. And like I said, hey, that's what we all strive for. That's what we all do. It's only a handful of teams that end their season with a win. It's those who don't make the playoffs but win their last game, and it's those who make the playoffs and win the championship. Those are only people that win the last game. Everybody else takes a loss, and that's probably like 95% of everybody that plays take that loss. But anyway, you know, hey, I've gone and seen many championships, and I think the championships overall were hard fought, no blowouts, no lopsided scores. And one key thing, no major injuries, y'all. Think about that. A whole football season, and to end the game with no major injuries, that is great. That is so great, you know. Let me see if I can find some stats real quick on this championship game. I know that the newspaper out in West Michigan had picked up an article on what's going on and what went down. I'm just going through, and I am unfortunately, not able to find it. But you know what? Hey, moving on, you know, moving on. And big ups to the KC Tribe being recognized in front of the Kansas City Chiefs game this past Sunday. There is a video up that I hear. I've gone to the Chief website, but I just could not find it myself. But if you go to IWFLsports.com, there's an article up there with a link, and it goes to the Kansas City Chiefs website. But I couldn't find the video feed to see how it went. But you know what? That's a big accomplishment in itself. So getting recognized by, you know, by winning, you get recognized. And that's just like life. Everybody wants to be around a winner, and they acknowledge a winner. And, I mean, you can be the heavyweight champ in the world in boxing for one fight, and for the rest of your life, you're known as champ. That's your name, champ. Champ, champ this, champ that. That's what it's like in football. Once you win that championship, you will always go down as champ, you know. Coaches, players, owners, management, champs. Champs. C-H-A-M-P-S, champs. Because that's what we are striving for, and getting them bling-bling rings. Oh, man. I know the WFA has some awesome-looking rings. And, you know, again, I got to give big ups to Jeff King and Lisa King. They came into 2009 season with a hope, a prayer, and a dream of creating a league. Originally, it wasn't even a league. It was just an alliance to try to get three leagues that are out there into some kind of national playoff format. But apparently, a couple of the leagues folded, fell apart, and teams were disgruntled and wind up going there. And they did a hell of a job this year. I know it wasn't easy. I know some last-minute things that took place. But, again, my hat's off to Lisa King and Jeff King. You did a hell of a job this season. And looking forward to 2010. Actually, I'm so looking forward to it, I'm ready to start practice tonight. But actually, I got practice tomorrow. But anyway, yeah, the championship games were great. You know, everybody recognized, you know, it was a couple of questions about, hey, should the Slam and the Tribe play each other? Hell, they're in the same state. They can meet up in the middle at some high school. Hell, even play in the park to define who's the real national champ for 2009. I know that's been some of the hot topics on the Ning board, and I'll probably get on that at another time, but it's part of being a champ. You know, everybody wants to play a champ. Everybody wants to be the only champ. You know, just like in college football, there's always an argument for somebody saying, how come we didn't make it to the national championship game without a playoff format? And it's the same thing. How can you be declared national champs if you ain't playing the best of the best? So, again, hats off. One day, folks will wake up and realize that in order for women's football to survive, the best of the best got to play. And if they like to stay in one league or the other league, it still doesn't hurt for those two leagues to come together and make it happen for the betterment of women's football. And I'll be the biggest push at doing it. Because I'm not saying that you got to be one league, but I think there should be some interaction and some interplay, and especially a national championship. AFL, NFL wouldn't be what it is today if it wasn't for those two leagues coming together and say, you know what, let's do what's best for men's football, and let's create this Super Bowl. You play your teams, we'll play our teams, and we'll have a divisional champ, you have a divisional champ, and then we'll create the Super Bowl. I think that'll be so awesome, but we got to be able to see eye to eye and understand what it's going to take. You know, that's what it's going to be, and that's how it is. You're rocking it four quarters with Coach Lee. You can always call in at 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. And we are done with quarter number one. So let's go talk about Enterprise real quick, because Enterprise, they will pick you up.
They pick up their games, pick up their teams, and pick up the face. Enterprise salutes NCAA student athletes for picking us all up. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah, you know Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. I think I should be just a spokesperson for Enterprise. I think I'm going to ask them, can I do their next commercials? But anyway, moving on. Adidas, boy, I can play this song all day. Y'all just don't know. 1984, 1985, that's all I did was rock them Adidas. But anyway, I like to sport them. That's why I bought them. But you know what? We're going to move on into the next topic. Next topic at hand. Videos. Did I say videos? I'm going to say it once again. Videos. Where they at? Come on, teams. The season is over. For most of you guys and most of us, it's been over since the beginning of, what, June? And there is no videos of these teams being promoted out in this internet world. What are you guys doing? You don't understand how important videos are at this point in time. I don't care if it's a highlight film. I don't care if it's just regular old footage, but the fact is, we got to get it up. People got to see the teams. We want to see the teams. We want to see the caliber of play. But again, that's what the Ning board is for. So you can throw it on the Ning board, and everybody can see it. You know, I'm always searching the net for some of the newest stuff, and I still can't get teams to put the videos up. You guys just don't understand how important that video is to promotions. And I'll give you a concept and idea. I got a bread box, a big Wonder Bread truck, you know, that you deliver bread in. I bought it for $1,200. And this is part of promotions real quick, so just hear me out. I'm getting it wrapped with some latest footage, not footage, but latest pictures of the Las Vegas Showgirls. We're going to be at every UNLV home football game. We're going to be at every Las Vegas locomotive, yeah, the Lokes, of the UFL with this bread box truck. I bought a 52-inch flat-screen TV that I will attach to the outside of it once we park it, of course. I'm not going to be riding down the street with a 52-inch. And it has a DVD player built into it. Guess what we're doing? We're going to be at a football game, tailgating with barbecue, with the Las Vegas Showgirls football action in the background, with players tossing balls, tossing beanbags, you know, making it like a carnival type of environment, passing out our media guides. Again, that's why we order 10,000 of them. No, we're not going to get 10,000 people to our own football games, but you know what? We can go to other games and promote to get more fans to our games. So what are you getting at, Coach? what I'm getting at is that video is very important. The video is the visual that somebody who don't believe that women play football plays football. Anybody can put on pads and a helmet and take a picture and say, ooh, I play on a football team. But not anybody can go and put the pads on, put the helmet on, put the uniform on, play a game against another female team that has pads, that have helmets, and have uniforms on, and that can hit. People ain't going to just make that up. That's why it's important to get the video. Talk to your coaches. Talk to the owners. Owners, you should be doing this. Every team out there has a major college within a 40 to 50-mile radius of where you play ball. Your job is to get out there and promote. Built-in fan base already. Already. You know, UNLV ain't packing the house. I mean, that stadium only holds 44,000, and they average about 25,000. But, wow, what if I can get 10% of that crowd to come see me play? That's 2,500 people coming to see the Showgirls. And why would they come see us? Because we were out there throwing the ball. We were out there in our uniforms, or at least the jerseys. We were out there intermingling with the fans. They saw the video. They saw the truck. They saw the promotions. They saw the flyers. They're curious. They want to know, do women really play football? And I got to go see it live. So that's what we're doing to step our game up. So if you're wondering why I'm always throwing our videos up on the Ning board or all over the internet, because I want people to see us. You know, ultimately, my dream is to be America's team. You know, everybody want to go to Vegas. Everybody dream to be a showgirl, you know. But again, it's what are you doing as management? What are you doing as coaches? What are you doing as players to promote your team? If you know, if you're not wearing a T-shirt every day or a hat every day with your team and logo on it, then you're not promoting. If you don't have business cards in your pocket everywhere you go, then you're not promoting. If you don't have flyers in your car to hand out and put on cars, you're not promoting. But it is so cool to have a video. It's so cool to go and make a highlight tape and, you know, dub it. Go buy 200 or 300 DVDs where you can copy it and hand them out like business cards. Every opportunity you got. It's just like being in the music industry. We used to call them snippet tapes back when they had cassettes. We called them snippets. And what that was a snippet, it was about 15 to 35, 45 seconds of each song on the album. And we would give that out for free. And we might even put one of the singles on the B-side of that snippet. Or what we call them mixtapes as well. That's what you can do with your video. It don't have to be just for this year. It can be from all your years as on there. A nice 10-minute, 15-minute snippet of your season. You know, a couple of interviews from your players. But that video is key. Video is so key in this day and age. And if you ain't got your video going, you already 5 steps behind. I am sorry to say. You are 5 steps behind if you don't have a video of your team, a highlight tape of your team. And, you know, like I said, it can be professional. The more professional, the better. But if it's not, hey, you know what? I grew up in the neighborhood, grew up in Compton. We didn't have the mixers and everything when we first started, you know, break dancing, rapping or whatever. We used to do a thing called the pause mix, where you have a cassette player that had a pause button, and you would hit that pause button, rewind the record, let the record spin again, hit the pause button, so you can have that echo effect or that double beat effect. Same thing with the VCR, same thing with the DVD. I got a DVD recorder that I can hit the pause button and keep doing that same play over and over and over and over again. You know, spend a little money. Spend a lot of time. Make it as best that you can, but you got to get a video. And you got to put the video up on the Ning board. We got 1,400 members on the Ning board. 1,400, yo. That's 1,400 people get to see you play. If they're your enemies, if they're your rivals, or they're just fans of football. We got to keep it fresh. We got to keep it fresh. So use those videos. Get them videos up. Hey, find out who was the video person on your team and get the video. Somebody take charge. Somebody take charge. Because if you're not promoting women's football during football season, then you're not going to be successful in the spring. You got to promote starting now. NFL has kicked off. College football is in camp. High school has started this week, last week. You got to go where football is being played. And the best way to show them is a visual. Video visual is the key. You know, some of you guys got computers with the little wireless system in it, and you can go to the Ning board and pop the video up and show folks. Then do it that way. If you don't have video of your own team, find a video showing that women play football. You know, I don't know how many times I banged this upside your head, but that is the key. Showing people what football is all about. OMG, my computer just went sideways or something here. I don't know what's going on. Oh, wow. It just shut down just about. So I don't have no access to the chat room. You know, I have no access to my commercials now that I think about it because everything is all messed up. But you know what? It's about that time. It's about that time to go to halftime. Yeah, I'm trying to get my sing on, but it don't work. It don't work. But anyway, you know, since I don't have my commercials in front of me, I'm going to have to do the commercials. So anyway, let's move on to the commercials then. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because it will pick you up. And Four Quarters of Coastal is brought to you by Adidas. You know, Adidas. Support Adidas because Adidas is supporting women's football. And if you don't know, now you know. Now I'll just shut down my computer and see if I can get it to come back up and see what we can do. I might be able to pull that stuff back up. But if I don't, oh, well, plan B, as usual, just like most coaches do. If one thing don't work, you go to another. So let's move on to the third quarter. Third quarter is a little educational quarter. You know, I had my buddy Aubrey Duncan call me today, and he was talking, and I've been talking, and I've gotten a couple of emails. It's actually a topic that's already on the Ning board, talking about teams in your backyard, starting up in your backyard, and reasons why they start and whatever. But I'm not going to really go there. I'm just going to go to the point where, you know, ownership. What is it like? You know, I am unfortunate to be the CEO and head coach of the Las Vegas Showgirls. So I have double duties. But as far as being the owner, you know, it's not as easy as it may appear. It's not as easy as one may think. It's not as easy as just putting $5 up and thinking that, oh, I can start a team. Or it's not as easy as putting up, you know, whatever the league fees are to start a team. There's a lot of things behind being an owner of a women's football team, a semi-pro football team, or whatever type of football team. But the bottom line is you got to have two things. You got to have ducats, moolah, money, and you got to have a marketing plan, and you got to be able to speak on that marketing plan and get people to buy into your program. You know, as I start working this out, this will be the end of my fourth year. And to be honest, I have spent so much money, personal money, on promoting women's football, not only just for my team, but for the nation of women's football players out there. So it's not an easy task. You know, you're looking at somewhere in the range of $35,000 to easily $50,000 that you're going to put into this thing. if you're going to do it right. For those who don't do it right, you might put in $1,500 to $5,000 and think that you're doing it. But that ain't it, you guys. You know, like I said, it's not as easy as one may make it look. It's not as easy as one makes it appear. And it's definitely not easy on the pocketbooks. You know, as I talk to a couple of owners out there and hear some of the people who want to be owners, they can be McDonald's managers. Ain't nothing wrong with working at McDonald's or Burger King manager, Pizza Hut managers who want to get into the women's football game or semi-pro game and think that they're making money. You're wrong. You know, like I said, I'm a realist. You know, if you want to count dollars and cents, we can do that. You know, the bottom line, it takes about $350 to suit a player from head to toe with equipment, practice equipment, and game equipment. And that's pretty cheap at $350. You do that times, what, 30 players? You know, that's a lot of money. You know, and I'm always telling people, well, we'll make them buy this and buy that. Everybody ain't got the money to buy this and buy that. Owners got to come out of the pocket and do some things as well, or else you will not succeed as a team. But like I said, you know, $350 to suit a player up, and you got, like I said, 30 players, you know, just to get started, you're already talking about $10,500. And that's just to suit them up, you know. I've talked to teams, talked to owners. Some owners pay $20 to $25 an hour using practice facilities. Others, you know, get to use the facility, you know, as much as they want for $1,000. But, you know, that's another $1,000. So you're looking at $11,500. And you haven't even played the game yet. You know, so you're $11,500. And we didn't even talk about incorporation or non-profitization or whatever you're going to do to set your business entity up, you know, anywhere from $500 to another $1,500 to do that. So now you're looking at, what, $13,000? And you still haven't played a football game yet. The next thing is you got to get out there and recruit. So you're going to spend another $1,000 just in flyers. But there's $14,000 and you don't even have a team together yet. Now you haven't even played a game and you spent $14,000. Then comes joining the league, and you can spend anywhere between $2,000 to $5,000 to join the league. So again, you're already looking at $20,000, and you ain't played the game yet. The next thing you got to do is you got to find a home field, and there's some people that's paying anywhere between $1,000 to $2,500 a game at their field, and you do that times four. And I just use, you know, $1,500 as a good marker. $1,500. So you're talking about $6,000, and you hadn't even played the game yet. So you got $26,000 already, and that's soft numbers. I'm just putting in soft numbers in it. Then you got to travel to those other teams, and if let's take the cheapest mode of transportation, rent a van. You're gonna need three vans, four vans plus gas. You're looking at another $1,000. So that's $4,000 on top of for your travel, so and that's being real cheap. We all know the buses cost anywhere between $1,800 to $3,600 easily, some $5,000 buses. But you know, we're gonna do the van thing. So we already at $30,000 and we ain't even played the game yet. You gotta talk about hotel stay. You're gonna average what, about $50 a room. You're gonna get 10 rooms, so you're looking at $500 plus tax. But I just keep that $500. You're gonna do that four times. So that's another $2,000. You're looking at $32,000. And you haven't even played the game yet. Now you're talking about advertisement. You're going to go to your local radio station and pay $100 a commercial. You got to do more. You're going to do 10 commercials per game. So that's $1,000 per game of airtime times four home games. There's another $4,000. Now you got what? $34,000, or where am I, $36,000, somewhere around there. I didn't lost my number because I ain't writing this down. And we hadn't even played the game yet. Then you're talking about you got to buy the snacks for the Snack Shack. You're going to spend another $300 on hot dogs and stuff, hoping that you can make $900,000 off of that, you know, triple your profit, triple what you put in. But let's say $300, so that's another $1,200. So now we're looking at, what, $38,000. And you guess what? Haven't even played the game yet. Once we play the game, we got to pay the refs. Refs make anywhere between $75 to $100 a game. So let's just round it off to $100 just to make it easy. Both leagues, I think, require 5 referees. So that's $500 a game. Times 4, another $2,000. There you go, $40,000. $40,000, and you just played the game. Now, and those are soft numbers once again. You're talking about $40,000 just to get started, okay? Then you flip that. Okay, how much money can I really make? Well, we know it. We didn't even talk about buying T-shirts to help promote your team. I can get T-shirts for $3 a pop, you know, and sell them for 10. But let's say your minimum order is 100. So there you go. There's another $300. So I won't even count that. Let's just keep it at $40,000. How do we make the money back then? Well, you charge your players anywhere between $250 to $1,500 from what I heard. But let's just give it a nice round figure. Let's say you pay, they not only do they pay the $350 to buy their own uniforms, they're going to pay $750. Let's use $750 as a good example. Let's go $750. Right, you got $750. How many women we got on the team? We're one of the exceptions. We had 43, 45, 48, somewhere around there. But let's say 30. Again, let's use 30 again. Use 30. And you're talking about at $750 times 30, you got $22,500. So you recouped half your money from your players. You recouped half. So right now you $18,000 in the hole. Now, what's the other way you make money? Snack bar. You'll probably clear $1,000 at the most, and that's a happening snack bar. So let's subtract $4,000 more off of that. You're still looking at, what, $14,500 in the hole. And the other only way you can make money, the only other way you can make money is gate sales. And I've watched women's football for the last 5 years, and, you know, ain't many teams averaging over 500 people a game. It's not many at all. So let's go with the true average women's football game attended game. 250. 250. Okay? We're 14,000 in the hole. Let's say we get 250 people to pay $10. That's 2,250. 2,250. There we go. If you multiply that by 4 home games, you're looking at $10,000 and you're still $4,000 in the hole. Still $4,000 in the hole. Don't make the playoffs unless you're going to have a home game. You know, we didn't even talk about a flight within that regular season. That was all fans, the cheap route. So as you can see, it ain't easy. That's just the financial aspect, you know. What about the marketing? What about the promotions? What about going out and talking to these businesses to help offset some things by getting these sponsors? You know, everybody's blaming the league for not doing anything, but what are the owners doing to find sponsors for their own team within their own region, within their own town? So you can't blame a league for not having a major sponsor. You know, again, I always tell people all the time, my sponsor is looking for a tenfold. If I'm going to pay for a $50 ad, I'm expecting to get $500 in business from that $50 ad. That's the only way it's worth it for me. You know, if I pay $1,000, I'm looking to make $10,000 off of that. If I put up $100,000, I'm looking to make $1,000,000 off of that investment. Remember, a sponsor in today's world is not really hand me, give me, here you go. It's a business partnership. It is something that in return. It's a bartering service. I will give you this, this, and this. You expose me to this amount of fans. But if you're only getting 250 fans to your game, and it's the same 250 fans, after your 4 games, you only had 250 fans come see you play. See, most people think, oh, that's 1,000 fans came to their game. No, It's the same 250. They don't want that same coupon, that same book, that media guide that you print one with all the sponsors in there. You only gave out 250 of them. You know, you're not going to get a fresh 250 after each and every game. You hope to build on it. But the fact is, as an owner, you got to be there. Then you got to worry about the game day. You got to worry about security. We didn't talk about security costs. We didn't talk about, you know, game day operations. We didn't talk about an announcer. You know, there's a lot of things that we didn't even talk about added into that figure. But, you know, we went with a $40,000 figure, and we still $4,000 or $5,000 short. You got to go out there and be politically correct. You got to go and rub elbows with some of the top councilmen and councilwomen in your city and your town. You got to rub elbows with the newspapers and the television news crew, you know, to get them to come and cover your games, you know, unless you're going to hire somebody. And there's not many people out there volunteering their time to be a publicist or a PR rep or a marketing director for your team. So if you want, you get what you pay for, basically. So, again, if you want to go out and spend that money, then go do it. If you can go do it, then you need to go do it, you know. It got to be somebody out there 365 days a year promoting your team. And that's part of being the owner. That's what you are. I wear showgirl stuff consistently. I'm talking about daily. I got my big water jug with me. I got my hat. I wear my T-shirt. I got a little backpack. They got our logo on there. I'm carrying media books with me. I got business cards on me. I am like Mr. Showgirl, you know, and that's how the owners have to be. It is not an easy task. And I didn't even mention that, you know, most folks out there got a 40-hour a week job. So you got to be real motivated, you know, to push the envelope. And there's a bunch of teams out there starting up, you know, hey, to each their own, but it ain't easy. It ain't easy. My mama always told me, ain't a word. And I'm like, yes, it is. If you can spell it, it's a word. But it ain't easy. You know, we got disgruntled players who think it is. And like I said, I'm not one who's against other teams starting up. I'm just talking about a topic that, you know, like I said, in talking with other owners, talking with teams that have players who are leaving and going, hell, I'm one team that has some players leaving and going. And I truly wish them the best of luck because I know how hard it is to get this stuff squared away and get it done. So, again, you know, hey, life is like that. Things are the way they are. But ownership is not that easy. I don't care if you own a McDonald's franchise. Running a women's football team is nothing like it. You can own a record label. You can see some similarities, but you ain't got to deal with 40, 50 attitudes each and every day, you know, trying to convince them that this is what they should be doing. So, you know, talk to those championship teams and hear them and listen to their sacrifice that they had to go through in order to achieve what they achieved. That's why football is the ultimate sport. Because one person don't make a champion. It takes the whole team, from the tape person to the trainer to the physical therapist to the head coach to the assistant coach to the owners to the management to the fans. It takes a true family, a true network, a team working in harmony together in order to reach that pivotal stage of being a champion, you know. That's what it is, that would it be, and we are winding it up here. You're four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. Yeah, I throw that in there, Remy. That was for you, baby. But anyway, you know, if you ever want to call in, always you can dial 347-826-7278. Once again, that's 347-826-7278, and this is each and every Monday. You're rocking it four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. Woo! Let me get a sip of water because I am getting dry. I'm up here talking, making it happen. making you think, making you wonder. But we're going to go into the fourth quarter, and unfortunately, again, my computer is down, and I'm always going to the hot topics on the Ning board. That's Women's Tackle Football Group. .ning.com. That's Women's Tackle Football Group. .ning.com. I'm trying to warm my computer back up. Hopefully I can get it rolling so that we can get to talking. But like I said, I'm on a Ning board all the time because I help monitor that thing because it's a promotional tool for the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what it is. We put it out there, and we try to come to the table with solutions. But I think one of the hottest topics, as I recall, on that board was, again, teams from different leagues playing each other. I know BJ had put something up on her blog about the process of how you go about and get interleague play. And all I can speak on is my experience from when I was in the WPFL back in 2006. I wanted to play other teams outside of the teams in my league. And again, this is the coaching in me. This is the coach in me. I don't want to play a team 4 and 5 times a year. That's just not what I want to do. That's not healthy football. What you try to do is you want to play teams that you don't play. Look at the NFL. Look at preseason. None of those teams that are playing each other will be playing each other during a regular season. Ta-da! Ain't no magic there. The fact is, they don't want to show their cards. You know? They don't want to show their cards. Now, has there been a preseason game played and they played during the season? I'm pretty sure it has. But the tendency is the teams go around and they scrimmage and they play teams that they don't play during the season so they can have a cutting edge on their other teams, and they can try different plays and things of that nature, even though they're going to get the film. But the fact is, that's what they want, you know. And I know one of the topics was, you know, each team is under a one-year contract. There's not many teams, if any, have signed anything over a year obligation to be in the league. But, again, part of the promotion aspect is playing games, creating that rival. That rivalry, you know, that's what it's all about. And if we can't create that rivalry with the teams that exist, then you're going to have teams that just pop up and going to join one league or the other to create that rivalry, you know. So, again, there is nothing wrong with football. There is no difference in the rules. If you're going by NFL standard rules for both leagues, there really is no difference. You know, there might be some things that we want to modify when we do play each other based on who's the home team. Could be a good example or a good solution. But the bottom line, we're playing 11-on-11 football. You know, the only difference is the football itself. One has a red, white, and blue. One has a brown one. They're pretty much the same size, a little bit different material. But again, speaking on from my perspective, because again, I've been in the mess with the leagues that I've been in, be it good or bad. The fact is that I've been in there and stirring it up to make it better. But I know in WPFL, the NWFA that and the IWFL would not allow teams to play any teams outside their league. Known fact, went straight to the horse's mouth, talked to them all, and they said no. Shortly after we left that, the WPFL, we joined the IWFL. And we actually created a semi-bowl scrimmage game out in Laughlin called the Boulder City Bowl, which I was told shouldn't have happened. And I'm like, why? We're in the same league. We all in agreement as owners to do a scrimmage. Well, you got to go through protocol. Why do I have to go through protocol to play a scrimmage against teams in my own league? If we all in agreement to meet up in the middle of the desert to play, you know, we didn't promote it. I didn't even know who the other owners were. That was my opportunity to go see the owners, you know. And I might be wrong because I didn't want to follow the rules, but guess what? There were 4 other teams that didn't want to do it either, and they showed up. Even after that, I put in a request to play the LA Amazons from another league, and it was denied. And this was after the season. And I'm like, well, what are you doing to help me promote my team besides set my schedule? Answer was just as quiet as it is on this phone. And that's where I'm coming from. Let me, as an owner, promote my team. If you don't want the league to be involved in it, that's fine. We don't have to mention what league we are in or what league we are from. But there's a lot of owners that's just like me, but they're afraid to say something. They're afraid of what the repercussions and consequences are going to be if they go play. And I always tell you guys this every time, each and every week. There's three entities in women's football. Two of the three can exist without one. One can't exist without the other two. You know, that's the reality. Women can get together and create a team and go play somebody if they want to. They don't need to be in a league to play. You know, an owner of a team can put together a team and go play other teams. They don't need the owners, but they need the players. I mean, they don't need the league, but they need players. But a league can't exist without owners or players. So, again, yeah, I push the limits. But, again, wake up, owners. You don't want to put that money in there. You're doing what you're doing. And if it helps you promote your team, then, damn it, promote it. That's what I got to say. And I know that's one of the topics. And everybody might not be in agreement with me, but I know I speak for a majority out there because I get emails all the time that ask me questions, and I always tell them, go to the horse's mouth and find out. You know? I respect BJ and her blog, and I respect, you know, the research that she's done, and she is 100% right. Go through the delegate, go to the team owner, to go through the league. That's how it's got to go. But if the league is going to pick and choose who can and can't play certain games, then I have a problem with it. Why can this team do it, but we can't? We did the same identical things. That's the control power I'm talking about. You know, others can, but I can't. Is it a personal thing or what? It's all about promoting women's football. Because that's what we're promoting. I tell you this, and I'll tell you twice. Go to the nearest shopping center. Get a piece of paper. And have acronyms of all the women's football leagues you can think of. Put them down and then have people fill them out and say what those acronyms mean. I would guarantee you 99.99% of those people won't even guess. They wouldn't even know because they don't even know that women's football exists. Why? Because we fragment it and we're talking about, well, this league is better than that league and that league is better than this league, and nobody even know that leagues exist, let alone teams. Let alone women play football. Been my argument for 4 years. Pushing it to the limit. Pushing it to the edge. That's what Coach Lee is all about. You know, I'm passionate about this game. So passionate that, you know, I started a women's football camp and conference. Why? Because you need to be educated. You know, I know there have been many teams that have started up. There's been many leagues that started up because somebody was corrupt and stole and took, because you had naive people not knowing what it took to be a football player, football team, football league, and ran off with the money. Well, we're going to continue that pattern if you don't go get educated. So that's why I'm going to be talking about the Women's Football Camping Conference here in Las Vegas, Nevada, on January 7th through the 10th, 2010. It's the only women's football camp and conference. And did I underline only? Yes, I did. You go out there and research. Find out how many women's football camps there is out there. None. Yes, it's you being charged to come. Look at the prices at the other camps for elementary school boys, high school boys, college men. You got parents paying tens and thousands of dollars. Why? Because they're trying to save money by getting a scholarship. I know a couple of people who spent over $40,000 in training for their son. Was it worth it? Yes. They got over $150,000 scholarship to go to USC. So So that parent invested $40,000. Well, you know, women's football ain't going to that level. So there's not many people in the business of teaching women how to play football, let alone coaching them up, let alone, you know, showing them the ropes of what it takes. And myself and my crew have put together a hell of a program once again. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of coaches, and we're not trying to teach anything that you're not teaching. We're just trying to emphasize those fundamental skills. Some coaches out there don't even teach fundamentals. They draw plays, see it on PlayStation, and say, let's go run that. They don't even understand the concept. How many high school coaches do you see doing that? Those cats go to clinics all the time that the colleges put on. The college coaches go to the NFL coaches for their clinics. You know? Pop Warner football coaches go to the high school and the college clinics to understand what they're teaching. So don't hate because there's somebody putting this together. Once you bring something to the table and say, you know what, I'd like to offer this. I think this would be great. We always open for suggestions over at the Women's Football Camp and Clinic, I mean conference. I take on all kind of emails of what people are looking for. I've asked people, what do you want to learn? What do you need to improve on? You know, but some people are just so super shy on the emails or on the meeting board that they don't even answer. Well, I've always been told you can't get nothing you don't ask for, and you can't expect anything if you don't ask for it. But, yeah, Women's Football Camp and Conference is going down this year, baby. It is going down. We got a hell of a lineup. We're going to be on the campus of UNLV, first-class facilities, 3 football fields full of action, everything, you guys. We got the classroom settings. We're going to have video breakout rooms. It's going to be great, and we're still plotting and planning the events as we speak because it's going to be all that. And, like, again, it's going to cost $150 to get some knowledge, but it's going to be 4 days of action-packed football. You're not coming here to Vegas to party. That ain't what it's all about. It's about football. If you're coming here to party, then it's the wrong place. We're looking for players that are going to be serious, that want to learn the game. I know for sure that we had 8 All-Americans who came to the camp last year who improved and got better, and I'll be putting up video on the Ning board of those players and interviewing some of those players to talk about their experience from last year. And I got this straight from them then. But woo! It's about that time! But, you know, it's about to go like down like this and go down like that. And you need to invest in yourself. You need to invest in getting better. You need to invest in being a better promoter. You need to invest in being a better player. You need to invest to be a better coach. You need to invest to be a better owner. We need to invest to be a better product so we can show off to these sponsors that women can play football. But if you don't take it serious, then how do you expect somebody else to take it serious? This is Coach Lee. 4 quarters of Coach Lee. We teach what I do. And you should be a good student. Learn from those who have learned from others. And never question what we are, because football is in the heart. Until next week, folks, this is Coach Lee, and I'm signing out. 4 quarters of Coach Lee right here on Blog Talk Radio.